The views expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily align with Kentucky Wesleyan College or WKWC Panther Radio. Hello, welcome back. Let's talk hot takes. Today you're here with Chanel.
And Daylen.
And Daylen, what are we talking about today?
So today we're going to be talking about Ren and Jacqueline from TikTokers.
Yes. Kind of a serious topic, I would say. The content we're going to be talking about today does involve internet safety, specifically that of children, so like child exploitation and alleged pedophilia. So if that's something you're not comfortable with, go ahead, click out, and see us next week for the next episode. But if you are interested in all the craziness and controversy that's surrounding this super popular mom influencer, stick around.
Yeah, so let me tell you, Chanel, I don't think that it is just Ren and Jacqueline that are going through this right now, but they are under a lot of backlash and have been kind of like the top of the list for this, you know, topic that we're going to be talking about today. So today we are talking about Ren Eleanor, and she is a cute little blonde-haired, blue-eyed, three-year-old girl.
She's super adorable.
So, so cute. And we're also going to be talking about her mother, Jacqueline, and she is a single mother, said to be around like 25. I couldn't really find her age. So
she's
glad that
she's a pretty young mom, though.
Yes, I'm so glad her information's just not out
that
there
is
for
also
everybody.
A point of contention, her privacy.
Yeah.
But yeah, and Jacqueline, she's been posting Ren since she was a baby.
Yes.
Like, we're talking baby,
right out
baby.
The womb.
Right
baby.
Out the womb. Maybe not right out the womb, maybe a couple months out the womb, but for a pretty long time.
Yeah, so she actually started posting Ren in late July of 2022. So think about it. It is 2024. So she's been doing this for a while.
Ren's been on the internet like more often than she's not been.
Yes.
In her life. And her life is short. She's only three.
Yeah. Which is so crazy. And we're going to get into it for sure. But man, just right off the bat, how do you feel about this, Chanel?
Well, in order to really understand or to develop an opinion on all of this, we have to look at the content Jacqueline is posting of Ren. I think in the rise of social media, there's been a lot of mom influencers, family accounts, all that kind of stuff that could be like super helpful and fun content to watch. But it also raises this question on, is this healthy and is this safe for the children that you're putting on the internet?
Like, right.
These young kids, they are not consenting to this. They don't know how. They're unable to. So, you know, you're putting your likeness onto the internet at a really young age, and that's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, digital footprint is a real thing. And then when you look at the people on the internet who could be consuming this very, very public content,
yes,
it's like, oof.
Right. So let's kind of get down to the nitty gritty. So their at right now is at ren.eleanor, which is her daughter's name. And they have about 17 million followers on TikTok right now, which I think is insane. Insane.
It's a lot.
And basically, as of recently, controversy has sparked because of the recent attention that Jacqueline has received because of her daughter, Ren. And so many people on the internet are believing that Jacqueline is exploiting her child, Ren, and catering to pedophiles, which is insane. And I don't think that people would say this unless there was some signs, you know what I mean?
Definitely. And you know what? It's a really, like, that's a big allegation
it
to me.
It very much is.
But the funny thing is, though, like, this is not new for Jacqueline and Ren. I think they've been having this same controversy, like, as recently as 2022.
Yep.
And it's like, oof, when are we going to do something about it?
Right.
And there's been, like, a resurgence of backlash against Jacqueline. Because obviously they're getting more followers, they're getting more attention, so Ren is getting more attention. But why are people accusing her of pandering and catering to pedophiles, basically?
So as of right now, there's no trial or anything going on. There's no foolproof evidence, like from the FBI or the government. But people online have been pointing out that a lot of the videos have hundreds of thousands of people saving it. And we're going to kind of get into the type of content that Jacqueline is posting. So she has about 100 or more videos, and they're mainly of only Ren, and some of these videos can be kind of suggestive, but for the most part seem pretty innocent. Many people also believe that Jacqueline has purposely chosen certain frames for the thumbnails as well. So, for example, Ren is holding, like, apples in front of her chest, and that is, like, the thumbnail. There is one of her doing a cartwheel, and it is, like, perfectly stopped on her behind. There is a lot of ones where Ren is, like, eating pickles or holding kind of long items in front of her mouth. So yeah. it's kind of suggestive items.
And, like, I understand a lot of people who are, like, defending Jacqueline. They're like, you guys are just being, like, dirty-minded. Like, it's not that serious. She's just posting her kid. But then you have to remember, you know, not everybody is going to be as morally upstanding as you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you have videos of this three-year-old smearing whipped cream across her face, eating entire pickles, like whole pickles, not sliced up pickles, mm-hmm. or eating like hot dogs and other like there's no better way to say it, like phallic objects,
right.
putting them in her mouth and playing with it. And then you look at the amount of saves and shares they have. Like, for example, she has a video of her eating a hot dog. It has 350,000 saves on TikTok. Just for context, we just had the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The stadium that everybody went to watch the Super Bowl, the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, there was 61.2 thousand people in attendance. 350,000 people
God.
Are saving this one video of this three-year-old eating a hot dog. And
that you're telling me, so sad.
You're telling me every single one of those people did that innocently?
Yeah, I don't think so. So, parents of young toddlers are concerned with the amount of videos of youngsters that are being saved by potential pedophiles online, and a lot of people are urging others to be more careful. Now, a lot of Jacqueline's controversy stems from this video of her three-year-old playing in a bathtub and holding a tampon, and this was saved by hundreds of thousands of people, and a more specific number, 400,000 saves of this video that she had taken of her child.
And for context, a normal video that's not highlighting Ren and is just like only Jacqueline, for example, it'll have like 800 saves, 80 shares maybe, compared to the 400,000 saves and the 60,000 shares of one of Ren. Like, it's weird.
It is very, very weird. And there definitely also has been a lot more deleted videos that she has posted and has gotten so much backlash on that she has deleted them. And she has also turned off her comments because this tampon video in the bathtub was deleted as well. So people were getting angry and were kind of slandering her, and so she deleted them off the internet. But that doesn't mean they're gone for forever.
And what's really interesting about her deleting those videos, and probably most notably, turning off the comments of all of her videos. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like the shares and the saves that are like the big red flags. It's also the comments that people are making under these videos of Ren. Like, it's very disturbing, gross stuff. We have people saying, is she single? Referring to the three-year-old. And these are like grown men in the profile pictures. They're saying, I will sacrifice myself for her. I want to kiss her. I wish I could have saw her skirt go up. Like, it's nasty stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not after these people are leaving these comments that she turns the comments off. It's after people are like, hey, you should take this down because it's weird and suggestive. And that's when she started turning the comments off, after she received backlash, not after, like, Ren was getting concerning, gross comments about her.
Right. So now mothers have turned against the popular account, right? Accusing Jacqueline of knowingly exposing her daughter to pedophiles and predators, and people are sharing videos with the tag #SaveRen and #ProtectTheChildren. So, like I had said, Jacqueline and Ren have 17 million followers, right? And they have about 5 million likes, right? Or 500 million likes, I'm sorry. And each video is estimated to earn around $13,000.
Well, that was before the TikTok change, actually. So at one point, she was receiving a lot of money for those videos, but now TikTok's like creator fund is like, your video has to be at least 1 minute to generate money, right?
I got you.
But the content's continuing. So a lot of people think that she's taking video requests from people, like via PayPal and stuff or Venmo, and getting paid to do specific videos of her, of Ren, like eating something, playing with something. Like, it is a big allegation, but I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest, just based off of the content she's already been putting out. Like, I know one thing that was blowing up a lot recently was this video where it's like a 15-second video, right? And it's Ren freaking out because she swallowed a piece of bubblegum or chewing gum.
Yes,
right?
I have seen this.
And she said, "I swallowed it. Is it okay?" Obviously, that's just, why did you post that?
Yep.
Why didn't you post that on the internet?
Very suggestive.
Like you can't be naive about that kind of thing, right? So a lot of people are like, oh, she's probably making her money still.
And this is like recent. That video is like, yeah, they just posted that.
It's also important to note that Jacqueline has addressed the backlash before. In 2022, she released like this video and she's like, Ren is my number one priority. Her upbringing and her safety is my top job. She says that the joint account is a way for her as a single mother to provide for Ren and to prepare money for her future, which is like valid. Sure. Like, if you're a single mom, you want to take those vehicles to really prepare your daughter for her future. I think that's fine. But a lot of people are like, okay, then exploit yourself, not your daughter. Go make an OnlyFans then.
Right.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. She said that this was for precious memories. It was like a video diary.
Yeah. Yeah. She called all the allegations a conspiracy theory, which is like, wow. And that's also when she made the claim that there's been no law enforcement agencies that she's connected with, including the FBI, that says they found any content on the inappropriate websites, like any porn websites, nothing like that. They're saying there's nothing there. But like, they don't need to be there because they have her TikTok account.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to go.
She's also asking the wrong people, if she even did ask.
Yeah. And then a lot of people are saying, no, actually, she is appearing on these sites. She's appearing on explicit sites. She's appearing on the deepfake sites. And if you don't know what a deepfake is, it's when they basically Photoshop your face onto anything they want and make you look really realistic in that picture. And, you know, that could be anything. There's been links to, quote, naked photo leaks for Ren, the three-year-old. But she continues to say in this video where she addresses everything, she's like, I have a 76.8% female following. And that was as of 2022. Now, if we're assuming that that's the same statistic now, and she has 17 million followers, 4 million of those are men.
Yeah, that's a huge amount.
Like,
huge.
Not to mention, men are not the only people who can be a predator. So I don't really know what she thought she was doing by saying that.
That, and also, you can't accurately tell because how
they
do you know?
Lie.
Yeah,
they
how do you
lie.
Know this person isn't portraying themselves as a female, like, on their account?
All they have
you
to
know?
Do is click female. And mm-hmm. a lot of people actually do lie about that for this reason specifically. And she goes on to say, don't mom shame me for having a different parenting style. And I don't see how this is a parenting style. This
it's
is
not a parenting style.
Putting your child on the internet, babe. Like,
yeah.
It's actually not the same.
No, it is not. And speaking of accounts, there are so many accounts, like fan accounts.
Oh my God, the fan accounts using her likeness.
Yes.
And then if you look at the following of those fan accounts, it'll be other grown men following other baby accounts. And these are the same people leaving disgusting comments saying stuff like, I miss her somehow as if she was in my arms every day. I want to eat her. There's a lot of comments about eating her, and I think that's just really disturbing. Like,
that is
why?
Very disturbing.
Like, it's really gross. We're talking about how she's going to grow up to be a beautiful bride. Like, why are you saying that about a three-year-old? You're weird.
Yeah. Yeah. That is really, really weird. And, like, there should be no reason why you'd be making those comments like that.
And a lot of people are wondering, like, why are you going to wait until her likeness or her videos show up on, like, porn sites? Like, why don't you want to act now? It's really weird how it's not, like, we are not drawing the line here with the weird comments is what a lot of people are criticizing her for. We have, like, licensed psychologists and other professionals speaking out on Jacqueline and Ren's situation, saying, hey, do you know what predators do when they can't access explicit content of minors? They go to these accounts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how we can refute that, but okay.
And I, I just don't even know. A lot of people think it's just for the money. I mean, like,
yeah.
She doesn't care about Ren. She just needs the money.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people pointed out, like, she's really quick to protect her own privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she had a personal Instagram account that was private, but then the Instagram account with Ren, or just the TikTok in general, fully public.
Actually, speaking of that, I went to go look at their Instagram because I did see
recently
TikTok about it and saying that the Instagram is worse than the TikTok. And so I went to go click on it and it's private.
It's private now. And that was like a really recent thing because, like I mm-hmm. said, there was just like this sudden resurgence. I think it was a chewing gum video. That's when it started going viral on my For You page, at least. I think after that, people are like, dude, please get a grip.
But and also, I think on their Instagram, they still have like 19,000 followers.
I think it's like 100,000 to be honest.
Yeah, it is some whack number that is.
So it's like, what's the point of going private?
Exactly, because you still have
like they're
thousands
already in.
Of people.
They're literally
exactly
already inside. But yeah, a lot of moms like are standing in solidarity and completely removing their children off of their social media and off of their platforms. And I think that can lead us right into like the sharenting thing.
Yes. So if you don't know, sharenting is the practice of parents sharing pictures and videos of their children on social media. And obviously this has become super popular due to our digital age that we're living in. So according to a study in 2010, 92% of U.S. children have some type of online presence by the time they are 2 years old.
Jeez.
Two. And clearly, this case right now is proving that you do have, this little girl's had an online presence since she, you know, has barely been alive. Since she was just coming out the womb.
She was fresh out the oven.
Fresh out the oven. So the law, basically, in the legal area, there are still many questions in regard to, you know, kidfluencers like Ren and whether parents making money from children in this way should be considered abuse. So federal and state laws protect child entertainers, but the law has not yet caught up to the apps like TikTok or Instagram, for example. So unfortunately, there is no regulation and there's unregulated child labor on these social media apps, which is so sad, especially since these three-year-olds and, you know, maybe a little bit older, they don't know what's going on.
No, they think they're just having fun with their parents.
Yes.
And I think that's also a really interesting point in the sense that, like, this is newer, right? This is a newer thing, a newer phenomenon of, like, kidfluencers, family accounts, that kind of stuff, where people are, like, actively producing content for the purpose of making money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really different for, because like you and me, like we grew up as kids on the internet versus
right.
like these older parents. I know Jacqueline, she's fairly young, but I don't know if she like grew up with the internet as a child the way we did.
Right.
And it's like, I feel like they just don't get it. You know, I don't think they have that same experience with the internet. Because I remember
right.
I was like way too young on the internet talking to these grown people and I should not have been talking to them. Like internet safety is such a big thing.
Yeah. And it's definitely been pushed for like ever since we were younger too.
Yeah.
I mean, like there's like people that make those videos where they act as if they're a child and they catch child predators. You know, they've been doing
yeah.
that. For
ever.
Yes, for years, like since we were younger, and that's not
like,
saying much.
Is it just
like,
to catch a predator? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That stuff, like they're laying there in plain sight. They're like a normal
mm-hmm.
person. And like more studies show like, honestly, you're more likely to be walking around like pedophiles than you think because you know where they're going. They're seeking out jobs in schools.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeking out jobs in daycares. Like they're actively trying to work and be in spaces with other children. And I feel like you're just making it easier when you're presenting suggestive content to them on a silver platter like this.
Yes.
Like for
yes.
free.
Yeah, for free. Like very much free. And that's so sad. So sad. And even though parents cannot protect their children from like everything, they definitely can minimize the harm
yeah.
by choosing not to post pictures
that
and stuff. On
big
social media
thing with Jacqueline, because she was like, you know, there's gonna be predators no matter what, whether or not I stop posting Ren or not. And I'm like, girl, What?
And look, I had this thought as well when I was kind of thinking about this. It's like pedophiles and weird people. It's like I can post something on the internet and some weird man can save it and do whatever he wants with it. But it's different.
It's different in this case because she's like,
she's a child.
It looks not even that. It's like you're actively pandering towards these people.
Yes.
I think there's a difference between being a regular schmegular mom, posting a picture of your kid on their birthday on your Instagram.
Versus
having an entire account dedicated to your three-year-old daughter eating foods, tasting things, dressing up, wearing different outfits, and like profiting off of this content. I like that's completely different. Her job is her kid.
Yes.
It's completely different, I think.
It is. It's 100% different. And because like you were saying, it's like a mom posting a picture on their baby's birthday. That is completely different because there is nothing within that picture. Yes, it still could be saved by pedophiles, whatever. But there's nothing that's super suggestive like these videos that Jacqueline is showing to her followers.
Also, like, your regular schmegular mom is probably not getting like 30 million views.
I was about to say, I mean, like, this is like mom that's posting a picture for their family that lives far away.
Her followers are probably her family and friends. Versus Ren and Jacqueline, you go through their followers, it's fan accounts of Ren and grown men. Of course, like, I can't lie, of course there's other mothers and other kids that are probably following her as well. Like, she has an audience as well,
right?
But to act like she doesn't have those other predators right there is crazy. It's craziness.
Yep, I do think it's insane. And like, I get it that these are just allegations and this could all just be a hoax.
I don't think this is a hoax. You see the comments.
Yeah, I definitely don't think so either.
I think she's delusional.
Yeah. Because people on the internet are digging deep and making the internet realized, like, this is awful. You are exploiting your child and handing your child over to pedophiles and giving them what they want. Mm-hmm. And that is gross.
Honestly, it is gross. A lot of people are accusing her of being, like, a part of that community, for lack of better words. And I think once you're being accused of being a pedophile because you're posting your kid like that, maybe you should take a step back and reflect.
Yes.
Because I know the last thing Jacqueline wants is to be called a pedophile. But then you have to think about the community that she's building around her, which is pedophiles, whether or not she wants to admit it. Again, I'm sorry, these comments are so, they're sickening. They're diabolical,
Yes, they are sickening. It's
disgusting.
The things
they're saying about this three-year-old girl, talking about wanting to eat her. Guys, it's so weird.
Or date her. It's like, dude, what?
They're calling her daddy's little girl. And this is a random person on the internet. You're weird.
You're weird. Really weird, actually. Like, that is not okay.
No, it's not.
And it's people like that that make this world just an awful place.
Like I said, of course, these people are going to be here whether or not she posts Ren. But here she is, posting Ren, like, actively accepting their attention. I just think it's a little odd, a little weird.
Let me tell you, pedophiles should not be taken lightly either.
No.
Because I saw a TikTok and it was this man that had been in jail for a very long time. And he basically said, whenever a pedophile comes in, we beat the absolute living daylights out of them. Like, they do not let them live in the jail, like, rent free. Like, I guess they are living rent free because they put themselves there. But these people in jail are beating them, stealing their money. Like, they're doing all of these horrible things because they are horrible people.
Yeah.
Horrible people.
And that's why you see a lot of people, like, when they don't have access to the content that they really want because they know the consequences of their actions, this is what they're going to. This is where they're going. They're saving pictures of little girls in the bathtub. They're saving videos of little girls eating pickles. They're saving videos of little girls drinking things through a straw. That's what they're doing, unfortunately. And when you dedicate an entire account with nearly 20 million followers to that kind of content, what do you think you're doing? Be honest with me.
Right.
So for real.
Like, you can't just think you're simple-mindedly just making videos for your like video diary.
We can't be naive. And also, if you're making like a video diary or like a digital scrapbook,
why are you making content like that?
Why aren't you just not like keeping it on your computer?
Facts.
Like, why are you posting that?
Why are we making it public
to random people?
Yeah.
And honestly, my hot take, I would say, is that I think there's a healthy way to like have your children on social media. I would say
there's very much a healthy way to do that.
I think you can post your kid every once in a while and it not be like a huge issue.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would personally do that after seeing what's going on the internet. I don't know if I would really want to do that. But I think there's a way to do it without, you know, pandering to pedophiles.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you're making accounts dedicated to your kid and you're actively using them as a means of making money, if that's your job, if your main source of income is your kid on TikTok, bro,
you got a problem.
And like, I think a lot of people post their kids in a way that's good because they do like the thing where they make their lunch and they mm-hmm. let their kid eat their lunch. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Like a little baby eating sliced fruit.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty chill.
Or like Emily.
Or they censor them. They censor yeah. their faces because yeah. you don't want your kid's face broadcasted to 100 million strangers.
There's a TikToker. Her name is Emily. She is like a mom influencer. She has a little boy. His name is Trigg. And she shows him, but not in any sort of way, you know? And she's like, all right, Trigg, you ready to go to the park? And he's like, yeah. And then that's it, you know? It's like there are certain ways you can show your children and not get to the point where Jacqueline is at.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the best case scenario would just be not post your kid, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I think if you want to be a mom influencer, be a mom influencer. You be the focal point of your content then.
Yep.
Because really, to be honest, and this is what a lot of people are saying about Ren, is like, what happens when she turns 16, 18, 20, and she sees all of this stuff on the internet? Because like we said, digital footprint, like that's not going to disappear overnight. Mm. I think I'd be very, very upset.
I would also be very upset.
That would leave me with some lasting damage, seeing some of these contents.
It's like freaking defamation, my guy.
like it's rough.
It's smearing her like...
And then you gotta think, when she's old enough to comprehend this, like, let's say she's in high school and people find this, they're gonna be like, oh, you're
the girl.
Getting
made fun of.
Yeah, the girl on TikTok that got posted and blah, 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 blah. But I feel that way about a lot of family mm-hmm. content makers, especially family vloggers.
Like the Ace family?
Oh.
Ooh, there's a lot going on there.
That's a whole podcast in and of itself.
Yes, it is. But let me tell you my hot take.
Tell me.
Why are we making accounts like we are making accounts for our pets?
Why?
You can make money off your pet, right? Sure. They can't speak to you. You can do whatever you want, right? That's okay. Cool. But this is your child. You cannot be doing stuff like this and not expect weird pedophiles to be not seeing this content. So I just think that... I'm sad. She is very much
too.
In the wrong, and this is
so.
Not something that she should be taking lightly. And the fact that she's only made one video stating that, you know, oh, I've already checked with all of these people.
Girl, no, you haven't.
Don't. No, you haven't.
I don't know why, I just don't believe that. Like, what do you mean?
And
you,
like,
you contacted the FBI?
Even
okay, maybe
with
I'm being
that
mean.
Video, she doesn't even, she looks like she's really
reading
stiff,
script.
Reading a script, like...
And I get it, like, it's a serious thing. Maybe you do want to have, like, every talking point ready for you, but it did feel very stiff. And
she
very...
also said that she has an email open for anybody that finds anything that, you know, is bad about her child. You can send it to this
She's
email.
Like, please let me know immediately.
Girl,
and people are letting her know.
Yeah. Ignoring all the red flags.
It's rough.
Horrible situation. So, in my opinion, sharenting, okay, you can share your child, but not in the way that this woman is doing it. Okay?
I think the second people start making fan pages for my 3-year-old, it's getting
done.
Shut down.
Done.
Immediately.
Nope.
Immediately.
Like, not doing
what?
That.
Fan accounts for a baby?
Yeah.
Run by grown men.
I'm sorry. The first comment... That
yeah,
I would get about my
comment.
Child, that it, anything sexual, done. I'm not
it's
posting
over.
Anything else.
A lot of people, they do like the emojis where it's like the hard eyes and like the mouth warning emojis. Yeah. Oh, done.
No.
Immediately take it
absolutely
down.
Absolutely not.
And then it's the way she'll leave those comments. And then she was deleting the ones
that are like, hey, you're exploiting your child.
Like, okay, babe.
She knows. She knows what she is doing. She would not have turned her comments off if she didn't know.
Well, that was her way of like, she was like, oh, I'm going to filter comments and blah, blah, blah.
No, babe.
This is how she's trying to resolve the issue. You're not resolving nothing.
No, because she's continuing to post content and continuing to make videos that are exploiting her child to the point of just sad disgustingness.
And you know what? I understand that these are really strong allegations. And at the end of the day, she could just be that naive.
Yeah.
Do I believe it? No.
No.
I think this is like premeditated. I think there's no excuse for this kind of behavior. And I think the backlash is well deserved.
Yep.
And I stand with these other mothers who are like, hey, let's get this account taken down.
And as we said before, there is no like trial or anything going on, but I wouldn't be surprised if something was going to go on soon, because
a lot of people have been trying to contact NMEC or something.
Yes, like the Child Protection Services and stuff.
Well not CPS, but something similar specifically
for like
exploited
stuff like
children and stuff like that. Hopefully something comes out of it. I don't know. My main concern is protecting this kid because she is a victim.
This could get to the point of like,
oh my
somebody
God.
Coming to their house
speaking
and like
that,
sex trafficking
speaking
her.
Speaking of that, somebody literally made a video using videos from Jacqueline and Ren's TikTok, screenshots of the backgrounds of the videos, pieced them together
Stop.
And made a map that found where they live, doxed them, and that video was up for a hot minute too.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I am so sorry, but this woman is in the wrong. You cannot be doing that, because not only are you going to get your child hurt, you are hurting yourself. You know what I mean? Like, some person is going to come to your house and freaking murder you. Like, are you serious right now?
And you know what? I don't know. I'm not a mother. I don't have
kids. I'm also not a mother, so I don't really know, you know?
I can't put myself fully in her shoes. However, I've been a child before.
Yes.
I know what it feels like to be preyed upon, okay? As most young girls do, unfortunately. And I just find it so sickening that she's facilitating this.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It is scary. It's scary stuff. My hot take your kids off the internet.
Yeah.
So, as simple as that.
My hot take, you don't have to take them all the way off the internet, but you need to be very, very careful with what you post and make sure that you understand the consequences if you do post things.
We do not have room to be naive about this.
No.
So keep an eye out, be diligent, and care about your kid.
Yes.
More than money.
Hashtag save the children. Protect the children.
Protect the children. But I think that's been our hot takes for today.
Yeah.
This has been Chanel.
And Daylin.
And stay tuned for our next hot take.